Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Abel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
وجدي كلام منسى مجامع جرتين سويت بتمسنا في رخاء وها مغنمي
Hello everybody, welcome to Live on KEXP. I'm your host, Troy Nelson. On the show this time, it's the OG Desert Blues of Mali's Tanarawin. Tanarawin has been bringing the sound of the Northern Sahara to the world for over 20 years. Their music has won the hearts of listeners worldwide, regardless of language spoken. There's a vibe, a hypnotic groove, and a poetic humanness that pulls you in. There's also the blues, the universal music of self-expression in the face of persecution. These musicians have faced hardship and oppression, and it's not over. A coup in 2020, another in 2021, the withdrawal of the French military, and ongoing messy battles between various factions has made civilian life very dangerous. Their songs call for unity and bravely run counter to the more fundamental groups, some of whom would ban music altogether. This record features playing from Daniel Lanois, banjo player Wes Corbett, and fiddler Fats Kaplan, highlighting the band's Americana influences. It's called Amatsu and was produced remotely by Lanois. It's available through Wedge. Their first recording that was released on CD, the Radio Tizdas Sessions, came out in 2001. KEXP's DJ Cheryl Waters asked about their ongoing cultural expression after all these years.
Over the many decades that Tanarawin have been performing to live audiences, you've raised awareness of your tradition and your culture around the world. Can you tell me a little bit about the artistic traditions of the Tamashek people and how they present themselves in your music?
Bon, la musique Tamashek aujourd'hui... C'est vrai que ça a commencé un peu par les femmes, un peu chez nous, la musique. Donc aujourd'hui, avec Tanarawin, c'est à la guitare électrique. Donc c'est une musique aujourd'hui qui est écoutée un peu partout dans le désert chez nous là-bas.
Originally, Tuareg music was sung mainly by women. But with Tanarawin, it's men and guitars. So... Yeah, it's like their own interpretation of all their artistic traditions in Tuareg music.
Your new album, Amatsu, has led you down many pathways and opened up new opportunities for collaboration. You worked with producer Daniel Lanois and also country musicians Fat Kaplan and Wes Corbett. What was it like for you to explore this country-tinged direction for this new record?
Well, cette collaboration vient de la musique surtout. Et c'est bien vrai qu'on a voulu faire un album avec, ici par exemple, ici aux États-Unis, avec les amis dont ils parlent tout de suite. Donc avec le Covid-19, on n'a pas eu franchement l'occasion de faire ça. Mais la musique de country, c'est quelque chose qui plaît beaucoup à un de parmi nous. Ils voulaient toujours faire un album avec la country, qui s'appelle Abdallah.
They've always wanted to collaborate with country musicians, especially Abdallah, one of the singer-songwriters in Tinariwen. And they got that opportunity to come to Nashville to record an album. But because of COVID-19, they couldn't travel to the US. So they had to record in Algeria, and the collaboration happened, but remotely.
For this session, the band played four songs, including three from Amatsu. Here's Tanarawin, live on KEXP.
Just
You're listening to Tanarawin, live on KEXP. Now here's more of our live session with Tanarawin.
Arizona, Zion, Arizona, Zion. I'm not afraid to die.
And that was our live session with Tanarawin. You heard the songs Tidget and Anna Muha. We'd like to thank the band for stopping by. Shout out to our partner station KSUA 91.5 student-run radio in Fairbanks, Alaska. If you enjoy Live on KEXP, also check out our Sound and Vision podcast for more stories from behind the music hosted by Emily Fox. Search for KEXP wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. This show is produced by Julian Martlew and curated with support from Jackson Long and Isabel Khalili. I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.